What up, what up, what up? Happy New Year. Happy New Year, and welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast, man. First of all, I want to say for this new year, thank everybody that's been listening on and off all through the year. I don't know if we're a little over a year yet with this podcast. We're at about 94,000 downloads to date. So I want to thank you for that. And for New Year's Eve, I did absolutely nothing. Typically on New Year's, if I'm not going out to get some money to perform, I sit my ass in the house with the family. I just like it like that. I checked out a few videos and shit. You know, you can go on Instagram and go to different places and see, you know, different things or whatever. And it just looked really boring out there in the streets. I mean, other than whoever was getting paid. Like, salute to the host, those DJs and shit like that. But if you're not getting no money, to each his own. But if you're not making money, it's no reason for me to be out in the streets. But it's cool. So it's a new year, a new tomorrow. Tomorrow's here. And I'm going to get real focused. I got some goals I want to meet. And I'm going to make it happen. I definitely feel like I'm going to actually make some shit happen. Now, let's get into it. It looks like that we had some issues over in Iraq. The U.S., the embassy was taken over. Motherfuckers rushed the U.S. embassy in Iraq, chanting death to America after the U.S. ordered a drone strike on some people in Iran and Iraq. On top of that shit, it looks like the Soviet Union, as well as China, came to the aid of Iraq to get the U.S. the fuck out of there. So we could possibly be facing World War III right now, which is fucking crazy. So that's very, very weird. I don't really know the political climate of this shit or whatever. I don't know if it's Trump trying not to get out of office, which I doubt that's going to happen. I was talking to a guy and he was telling me, man, Trump out of there. I said, no, the fuck he not. Trump will win again. Trump is going to win 2020. And I think the whole impeachment process has done nothing more than plant a fucking battery in his base to charge them up, re-energize them, and put his ass right back in there. If the Democrats don't go, and look, I'm not a political pundit here, but if they don't go to those battleground states and get in there heavy, they're not going to win. And if they don't take shit to the ground like the Republicans are doing, and I mean talk shit, talk greasy, you gotta talk like Trump to win this shit. This is not about politics. People want to see you being real. If you're not real, you're not going to win. So they don't have I don't think the Democrats stand a fucking chance right now. And I'm remaining independent. So I'm not Democrat nor Republican. I'm remaining independent, but it's not looking really, really good. What the fuck else is going on? Well, I'll probably just make this shit brief because I just want to get these done and I don't want to keep filling them with fluff or anything like that. I'm naturally a long-winded person, so I keep talking. And you know what else I want to talk about? I was about too, the Kevin Hart situation. A lot of people are bashing Kevin Hart for going off on his friend on that flight on the plane. That's what they took from his documentary. I think it's like a target on Kev's back at this point. People want to see Kevin out of there. That's what's happening now. They looking for any fucking thing. And I guess when you are on top for so long and you've been winning for so long, people aim at you and they want to get your ass. They want to tear you the fuck down. And that's what people are doing. That's the only thing they took from that. And then he cheated on his wife, of course. But those were the things that stood out the most was him going in on his friend. And I know Boss. Boss is a good guy. And it looked a little rough, you know. But sometimes, you know what I'm saying, like me personally doing comedy and shit, it's very easy to get up. Now, I'm not knocking Boss. I'm not you know what I'm saying, knocking what him or any of the Plastic Cup Boys are doing with their lives or with their careers. But typically when you get up under a person, you know, it can be a little bit tricky, especially if this motherfucker doesn't really need you, or if it appears that he doesn't need you, if you could be easily replaced. And me personally, I never want to put myself in the hands of any man other than God. You know what I mean? So I guess what triggered that was Kevin calling the guy broke and saying what would he do without him. And that was a very, very low blow. It was an unfortunate low blow. But the reaction from that with him is there must be some truth to it for him to react so violently, because he could tell me that shit all day and I would sit and laugh like, nigga, I will still go to work. And that's the thing. And then, you know I did that last podcast of why I still work. That's why, because you got to have leverage over these motherfuckers. You can't be out here begging and shit. And niggas look at you to take advantage as a fucking artist, man. You a dusty artist or some dusty motherfucker, they going to play you how you look. They going to play you how you surviving out here. So they throw any fucking thing at you. So, like, fuck all that Steve Harvey shit. You got to get money. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody. Don't nobody give a fuck about you out here. You know what I'm saying? You got to get money, take care of your family. And, you know, fuck your dreams, nigga. Don't nobody give a fuck. That's your dream. But bills and shit got to get paid, and you have to continuously hustle, and you got to stand on your own too. And like I'm saying, that ain't no knock to Boss or any of them niggas over there, because I was with the team. I, you know what I mean? I had kind of a glimpse behind the scenes, you know what I mean? Just being with Spank and Naeem and the guys. Good group of guys. But that's just what it is, you know. Everybody, I'm be honest, and even if they would have hit his shit, you got to get your own shit. Fuck everything. This business is a selfish ass motherfucking business, man. It's very, very selfish, and you have to wear body armor to protect yourself. You, like, if you're with somebody, you're there for a need. Like, you're fulfilling a need. This person wants you for something. Fulfill your need, keep your toes down, keep your head down, and keep it fucking moving. And if you don't, you'll be fucked. You'll be fucked. So I just want to end with that note. Once again, Happy New Year. You know, go out, get that money, do what you do. And I'm always thankful for you to listen. So this will be the third day in a row. And let's see if we could take, let's see if I can get this to 365 days. My name is LeVar Walker. This is another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast. Thanks, and I'm out.